HealingPowerHour.com.
Tune to Healing Power Hour Radio with your host, Dr. Akilah L.
Everyone, this is Dr. Akilah L, and I am welcoming you to our show, Healing Power Hour. How are you doing today? Me? Fabulous. Outstanding. Blessed. And speaking of blessed, I bless upon you health, wealth, prosperity and peace. Now, I usually don't say it in that order. Just because I'm out of sync. It's been like, what, 30 days? No. 43 days since I've been on the air again. And that's because I traveled to Germany and we launched our new, not new, but we relaunched a supplement line, the hair growth and repair supplement line, which has been taking off. But I had no doubt it would. This is just a great product, and people are seeing results faster than I thought they would. And I think it's because of the capsule size. We increased the capsule size. It was my idea to do that. I'm just a perfectionist. I want my product to be the bomb. I want them to be like, so potent. I want them to be phenomenal, where people take them and go, wow, I can see the results very fast than any other product. So I like my products to stand out from anyone else's. So even though I don't sell a lot, probably going to have like four. Probably have one more product coming out later on this year, and then that's it. I don't intend on having a long product supplement line. I don't intend on doing that. I just have things that I feel that works best for my clients or for people who are looking for alternative medicine. Therefore, you know, if I see something that's lacking, I will create a product line for that or supplement line for that. And the hair growth and repair, no one was combining those four herbs to get the phenomenal results that everybody experiencing right now. And so I decided, hey, let me be the first. Now, what is the most wonderful thing about herbs is that you can't patent them. And I like the fact that you can't patent them. So, you know, the FDA and the powers that be will not go out and start, you know, regulating and telling you guys you got to do this and do that, because these are herbs made by the Most High. These are herbs made by God. Whatever you call God, the Supreme Being, that person, he, she, whatever is making these herbs, and man cannot patent that. They can't copyright that, and I am so thankful. So because of the product line has been so successful, it has caused me to be busy because we had to do a back order, which really was surprising because, as you guys know, the product was released back in, what was it, 97? And I took it off the market in 2002 because I couldn't handle the orders, and that's when I was doing everything by myself. Oh, my goodness, I can reflect back in that time. Sitting at my kitchen table, you know, mixing all of the herbs together and then putting them into the capsule filler. Oh, wow, that was, talk about hard labor. And when the orders started to increase by word of mouth, I just couldn't handle it, so I took it off the market. And now I think better as a businesswoman, and I know better, and now have a manufacturing company, and I used to have help. Big shout out to Michelle and Brian, because they have been helping me tremendously with a lot of the business in Celestia Healing. So I really, really couldn't do a lot of things without them. I love them very much. So today, we're going to have a great show today. We are going to talk about you are not your sickness. That's right. You are not your sickness. And I'm going to tell you how I came about, with this show title. As you guys know, I participate in various activities that requires physical endurance. So I deal with martial arts, I deal with weightlifting, I deal with sports such as volleyball, basketball, maybe even a little bit of javelin. I haven't did that in a couple of months because I'm not able to drive all the way out there to Gwinnett as much as I want to due to my commitment down here. But I do get a chance to participate. And there's a times I'm exposed to people who are programmed negatively. I don't want to say negative people. I believe that you can turn negative people into positive people. You just have to basically, you know, reprogram them. They're just not aware that they're negative. And a lot of people like to identify themselves according to their disease, illnesses, whatever have you. And I find it laughable that you would connect yourself to your illness. You know how India Irie, my buddy, I love her. Hey, India. She's also one of my clients. She created a song saying, I am not my hair. Well, you are not your sickness either. And the people who feel that they have embraced their sickness, like those who have high blood pressure and those who have diabetes or those who have arthritis, you know, you're embracing this sickness as something that is a part of you. You cannot get rid of that illness if you feel it is a part of you. If you brag about how many medications you're on or how many doctors you have because you got one doctor who's dealing with your feet, one's dealing with your skin, the other one is dealing with your heart. And that's nothing to brag about. And once upon a time, and I'm not going to date my age, but I can't help it sometimes when I talk about how things used to be in the past. But once upon a time, there was one doctor. The doctor that saw children were also the doctors who saw elders as well as the parents. We didn't have all these different variety of doctors. You know, your cardiovascular doctor. You know, you didn't have all those. And now we have so many doctors for so many different things. And, you know, you get referred from this doctor to that doctor because this doctor doesn't specialize in blah, blah, blah. Now, surgeons I can understand, but having a doctor that specializes in one area of the body, I'm not impressed with that. As naturopathic doctors, we have to know the entire body. We cannot just specifically deal with this one particular herb that only deals with one part of your body. That's nonsense. That's ludicrous. We would never do that. And so you all get that some people get attached to their doctors and put them in the place of the Most High and have more faith in their doctors than they do in God. And that is a shame. Now, you all want to talk about, you know, honoring and worshiping false idols. That right there, when you believe that a doctor has more power than the Most High, you know, that right there, you're basically worshiping the doctors, and a lot of people do. They don't realize they are doing it, but they do. And when the doctor comes up and says, you have cancer, you have jaundice, hepatitis, you have allergies, asthma, you embrace that sickness. How many of you all have rebuked it? Just basically just said, "Tain't so. There's no such thing as what you're saying." Now I know some of you are saying crazy. And don't get me wrong, I do not want you all to take light of what has been told to you by said doctor. But I would like you to definitely investigate it. A lot of times we take what medical doctors tell us at face value. We do not investigate it. And when people come to me, and you want to know the statistics on this, 95% of the people that come to me, I ask them questions that they should have asked their doctor in the first place, especially with this breast cancer thing. Breast cancer, ladies, is a billion-dollar money maker. And a lot of, and you were hear this, 45% of the women who have been diagnosed with breast cancer have been misdiagnosed. Those 45% did not have breast cancer. They had either calcifications in the lymphatics, or they had basically some type of benign growth, and the doctors took that little anthill and turned it into a mountain by scaring the women, saying, well, it could turn into cancer, so before it does, let's go ahead and cut off your breast, give you radiation and chemotherapy, and maybe that'll ensure that it won't come back. And let me tell you something else on chemotherapy. I'm about to get on my rant. You would not hear me talk too much about radiation, even though I'm not against it. But I am definitely against the chemotherapy. You know, they can find one cancer cell in your body, and already they're putting the catheter tube in your chest for chemotherapy, you know, treatment. And, you know, they did not take that out. And I found that very alarming, that now that when people are being diagnosed with cancer, that they're putting the tubing, the valve, in their chest to receive the chemotherapy, and once the chemotherapy treatment is over and you live through that, they do not take it out. And if you ask them why do they not take it out, they'll say, just in case you get cancer again. How negative is that? You know what that does to your psyche? What he's saying is, yeah, you went through all this torture. We just poisoned you. We just put you through so much hell. And it is. If you talk to anybody who's been through chemotherapy, you don't have to die to go to hell. You can just get chemotherapy treatment and there go your hell. You feel like you're dying. You just don't feel right. You just feel like the world, and I'm not speaking from experience. I'm speaking from the experience of people I have attended to, including my family members. You all know about the whole ordeal with me and my two aunts that are not here, may their souls rest in peace, that have died from chemotherapy injections. Now, they have sort of cleaned up the dosage since my aunt's passing, with people of color. But the effects are still deadly. They're very harmful. They do take 15 years off your life. And I'm not saying this to scare you. I'm just saying this to inform you. Now, those who have had chemotherapy, am I saying that you're doomed? No. If you get with a naturopathic doctor in your area, and ladies and gentlemen, if you're in a rural area, where people like myself or master herbalists don't exist, then you really should invest in the internet. It will be your best friend, because you can do a lot of things because of the internet. You can correspond with various naturopathic doctors all around the world, and you can call them. So let me get off. See how I do? I go flip-flop. Anyway, getting back to my aunt. So when I watched the way my aunt suffered under chemotherapy, I said to myself, oh, my goodness. And see, this is before I even was diagnosed with cancer back in 1991. I said to myself, I'm not going to go through that. There's no way I'm going to put myself through this pain. And we had prayer circles for them. You know, we lit candles. We did everything. And the chemotherapy poison, because that's what it is, you guys. You got to understand, chemotherapy is poison. They're going to inject your body with poison to kill the cancer cells, but it also kill your good cells, your white blood cells, and it also damages your internal organs in the process. Now, tell me, let me just show you how society takes away your common sense. Wouldn't it be better to put live herbs and live food into your body that will build up your immune system, that will build up your antibodies, increase your white blood cell count, that will build up your T cell count to kill off those cancer cells itself and to make you vibrant, energetic, healthy, you know, and it also raise your vibratory rate versus injecting yourself with poison that will take years off your life and also break down your immune system to set you up to depend upon pharmaceutical drugs for the rest of your life in order to kill off diseases or illnesses and use the pharmaceutical drugs as a means of prevention. Necessary as a means of prevention because it does cause a lot of side effects, and I'm not going to go on a rant on that, the side effects, but it's a setup. And when I was diagnosed in 1991 of stage 3 cervical cancer, this is before the whole HPV brouhaha came about. There was no such thing as human papilloma virus back in 1991 when I was diagnosed of cervical cancer, which is another way of getting you guys to get your little children, the girls, to get vaccines. I'm against that too, because it has so far, the HPV virus or the HPV vaccine has already killed 38 females between the ages of 9 and 14. Why would it's killing girls, and you want to line your girls up to get this thing, which they already tell you on the commercial, that it's not known to cure cervical cancer. It tells you the HPV vaccine. You got to listen to it. Don't look at the, you know, when you look at those commercials, the pharmaceutical commercials, which, by the way, only is done here in America. They don't do that crap in Europe. They don't do that in London or Germany or Scotland. They don't do that, you know, because they're not supposed to advertise to us since we are not the people who can prescribe our own pharmaceutical drugs. We have to go to the doctor, so they should advertise to the doctor, not us, right? Anywho, when you listen to that commercial, it tells you, really subtle, that the HPV vaccine, I think, what is it called? Good Lord, it's not Meninatra. That's another one. That's another one that's for meningitis. Oh, my goodness, I can't believe it's just slipped my mind. But anyway, they tell you that this will not cure or prevent cervical cancer. So with all those side effects to the HPV vaccine, and one of those side effects is death, why would you give that to your little girl? Why? Going back on me again. So when he diagnosed me with stage 3 cervical cancer, I knew right then and there that I wasn't going to get an operation. I was not going to let him do a hysterectomy, partial or complete, because when I said no on the hysterectomy, he said, okay, we'll give you a partial hysterectomy. I said, dude, what part of no do you not understand? You're not going to cut on my uterus. And he said, okay, then we'll go ahead and give you chemotherapy. We don't know if it's going to get everything out. But I said, oh, chemotherapy? Oh, no. I watched both of my aunts die a grueling, brutal death from chemotherapy. No way I'm going to get a chemotherapy. Then he just told me I'm going to just end up dying in 6 to 9 months. No, it was 6 months. It was 6 months. He says, well, I'm going to die in 6 months if I don't receive some kind of care. So instead of embracing cancer, I just embraced death. I know that sounds crazy, but I felt that my mindset was, if death is inevitable, then I'd rather embrace death, being healthy and happy as possible, than to die in pain and agony under the hands of the medical community, the powers that be in the medical society. I'd rather go to Jamaica or go to Costa Rica and just eat off the land and just play in the water and just do all that kind of things. And then instead of going through 4 months of pain and suffering and then die, I'd rather go than just one, maybe 2 days of pain and suffering and die. That was my logic. And if you look at it, that was the best alternative at the time. But because I rebuked the pharmaceutical company and because I rebuked the doctor's treatment, it opened me up to embrace the Most High's medicine. It opened me up to embrace God's therapy. And you want to hear something more deep? It set me up to live in my life purpose. The reason why I got cervical cancer in the first place, ladies and gentlemen, was because the Most High was preparing me to be a healer. And I was being trained at that time from my own body to be a beacon of light for other women to show them, hey, look, I got rid of cervical cancer naturally, I got rid of fibroids, shrinked my fibroids not once but twice, okay? Yeast infections, you know, anything going on with me, I done it. Not every disease, thank goodness, but enough. And then bring other people into my life to help them. And this was my journey to being the holistic healer that I am today. And I never identified myself as a cancer survivor. You'll never hear those words come out of my mouth. Why? I do not consider that illness back then to be a part of me. It was like a cold. I wasn't going to identify with a cold, so I'm not going to identify with cervical cancer. I'm not going to say I'm a flu survivor. I'm a pneumonia survivor. I'm a cold survivor. So why would I say I am a cancer survivor? No. I'm a cancer killer. That's what I am. Let cancer come my way, in my family, in my friends, in my clients, and I will kill cancer. And I will make sure cancer don't come back. And so when you get diagnosed with these illnesses, ladies and gentlemen, stop making it a part of your life. Stop bragging about it. Stop telling people about it. Now I understand that society set us up to be victims, and it's not attractive to be empowered. See, let's get back on cancer again. See, when you get cancer, oh my goodness, you get the biggest pity party in all the world. People will start being more compassionate to you. People will start being more considerate. They keep in touch. Family members you ain't heard from in months, oh, they burning up your phone line every night. How you doing? Is there anything you need? I'm going to pray for you. Yeah, me and Sister Mary Catherine, we're going to get our prayer group, but we're going to pray for you. But when you are well, you don't get prayers. You don't get the phone line, bro. You don't get your family calling you every day with compassion. They calling you wanting some money, or they calling you gossiping about who slept with whose sister or whose birthday. But when you are well, you don't get sympathy. What you shouldn't, though. I'm not saying you should get sympathy for being, you know, strong, because only the strong shall survive. But when you are weak is when you get the attention. And a lot of people, and I know this is going to be mind-blowing, but a lot of people will create diseases and illnesses just so they can get attention, affection. They can get someone to care about them. These are not bad things, ladies and gentlemen. I don't want you to think these are bad things. These are not bad things. These are things that are lacking within the person, and they attract these illnesses in order to fulfill a void in their life. If someone is lonely or they feel bad and whatever, they will create illnesses so that they can get people to come over and spend time with them at the house, so they can get the phone to ring, so they can get flowers and cards and all kinds of attention showered upon them. And when they are well, and when all is fine and dandy, then those things begin to dwindle down. And subconsciously, that person will notice, oh, wow, I'm not getting that many people calling anymore. People are not checking on me anymore. My family is not sending me money, and they're not coming down to see me like they used to. My daughter is this, and my son is that. They're not calling and checking up on me anymore. Uh-oh, let me have complications from the cancer. Maybe had to go back, and all of a sudden they found another lump. Let me create another dis-ease. Let me create another illness. And the cycle keeps going on and on. Everybody knows somebody that's always got something going on with them. We all have that person. And you may be that person if you're listening right now, who thrive off of being sick. And you identify yourself with being sick. You embrace your disease. And you brag about it, and you tell the whole world about it so they can go, bless your heart, girl. I'm so sorry to hear that. Well, I hope everything works out when you go to the doctor, okay? I'm going to pray about you. I'm going to pray for you tonight. All right, honey, bye. People like to hear those words sometimes. Instead of, because we don't compliment each other for nothing, and I love complimenting people for nothing. I like to find little small things about them that I like and just compliment them, whether it's their shoes, whether it's their hair, whether it's their purse, whether it's their a piece of clothing, jewelry. I'll find something small and insignificant, and I'll say, oh, that's nice, that's pretty, I like that. Where did you get that from? And it will beam like a beam of light. We should do that to everybody every day. And remember, it's going to come back upon us. But we don't do that. And therefore, people have to resort to other means of receiving that type of love. Okay, let me make a couple of drops and then I'm going to go, because I went on a rant. So let me go on. We did about, 30 minutes? Not really 30 minutes, 28 minutes on identifying yourself with your disease. Now we need to talk about how you can cure your disease and rebuke the thoughts and just separate yourself from that. And then we'll go ahead and take some callers also. I probably will take calls around about in 15 minutes. So if you would like to call in, I'm going to start taking some phone calls if you want to call in. You can call in at area code 347-884-9480. Once again, that phone number is, if you want to call in, going to start taking call-ins at 15 minutes, area code 347-884-9480. Talk to you soon. We'll be right back.
This is Healing Power Hour Radio with your host, Dr. Akila L. To listen to other archive radio shows full of health tips, holistic advice, and other natural remedies, check out our website at healingpowerhour.com. That's healingpowerhour.com. While you're there, feel free to sign up for our monthly newsletter and check out our list of educational videos. Have a health topic you would like us to discuss on the air? Tell us all about it by giving us a call at 770-603-0141 or go to our website to fill out our suggestion form. We look forward to hearing from you. HealingPowerHour.com. Celestial Healing Wellness Center, providing holistic health care all across the world. Our website is full of information from herbology, personal training, fitness, nutrition, massage therapy, herbal remedies, and a whole lot more. Check out our free health tips or even sign up for our monthly newsletter. Our website address is www.healingpowerhour.com. That's healingpowerhour.com, or give us a call at 770-603-0141.
And we are back. This is Dr. Akila, and you're in tune to Healing Power Hour Radio. And, be sure to check out our website, healingpowerhour.com. We have lots of information on there. We have, I'm soon to start doing some video series of various recipes, exercises, and health tips. In addition to providing you a host of information, articles, recipes that you can look at, we also have a picture recipe which is sponsored by MJ, and she provides these delicious dishes that she takes pictures of and give the ingredients, and we put it on the website. So a lot of stuff is happening. And I need to do the children's section. Now, I'm the webmaster. I'm the person with the many hats. So I am the one who creates the website, because I didn't want to make it too flashy. I like to make it basic as possible, because we have elders and people who are not that good on the internet. I don't want them to be confused with the website. So I don't want it to have a whole bunch of bells and whistles on purpose. So So I just want it to be clean and to the point. So I'm not trying to dazzle you with a whole bunch of bells and whistles. It's the information that I wish to convey to you, and I want you to receive. And that is what is the purpose of the website. So it has lots of information, lets you know about all our services. Oh, we're also for those who are listening live right now, the newsletter is going to be released later on, and we're going to have a contest in our newsletter. We have a contest in our newsletter every month, which is a brain teaser, and whoever wins the brain teaser will receive whatever services we provide that day. I think today we're going to give away one of our supplements as a prize. So that would be great, wouldn't it? It would be a new treat, change of pace. So that would be something anyway. So well, let's get back to You Are Not Your Sickness. And the first half of the show, I was going on and on and on about, you know, people claiming their sickness is their own and identifying with their sickness and their illness and, you know, believing that, oh, this is who I am. And let's talk about how you can stop this or help someone else that you know not identify with their illness. First thing about it, if this is you, if you notice that you go all around by telling people, you know, I used to have breast cancer, or I'm a breast cancer survivor, or, you know, my arthritis. I have a dear next door neighbor. She's not exactly next door. She's like a couple of doors away, like a couple of houses away. And she calls her arthritis Arthur. And she tells me, oh, it's going to rain today because I can feel Arthur messing with my knees. And when she first said Arthur, I was like, who is Arthur? And I finally caught on. Yeah, I could be a little slow at times. I finally caught on and realized that she was saying Arthur as in arthritis. And when she said it to me again a couple of weeks later, you know, I asked her, I said, what if I told you you can cure yourself of the arthritis? You know, what if I told you you could really, you know, get rid of it and you don't have to deal with it anymore? You know, she told me something very honest. She said this to me after she questioned me, like, well, what, there is no cure. I said, no, the medical society refused to give you a cure because they will lose money. They will lose billions of dollars by providing cures for everything. They make more money with you sick than you being well. But naturopathic doctors, we understand karma, and we understand that, you know, me, my boss is the Most High. So my boss wants me to help everybody to the best of my abilities, as long as they are in the mindset to receive their own healing. Some people just don't want to be healed, and you can't force that. You have to give them the power of choice, their free will, and you can't make someone well if they prefer to be sick. So going through all that spiel with her on that, she said, honey, I done had Arthur in my life for 15 years. She says, I don't think I'm ready to get rid of him. And do you see how profound that is? That someone can have an illness in their life for so long that it's a family member now. They don't even want to get rid of it. It's a family member. It's a part of who they are. It's their best friend. And the thought of not having that illness, in her case, Arthur, in her bones, in her joints anymore, will be a little emptiness. And that's really sad when we got to the point where we are accepting an illness as a friend now. And in order to make sure that doesn't happen to you, to make sure that you are not this type of person, you have to understand that you have to recognize that you're doing this. First, be accountable for telling people, like if you have an illness, be aware of your words. Listen to what you say on a daily basis. If you have arthritis, if you have ovarian, if you have endometriosis, if you have a bad case of PMS, whatever the disease or illness you have, if you notice you're mentioning it every day, then you are claiming it and you're receiving a certain amount of benefit, especially if you mention it several times a day to strangers. I can't tell you how many times people tell me about their illnesses. They don't even know I'm a naturopathic doctor. I don't advertise I'm a naturopathic doctor. You know, 95% of my clients are referrals. I don't advertise. So when I walk around, I look like a regular person. But I'm a very friendly person. And when people have conversations with me, total strangers, not only are they telling me about their illnesses, they're telling me about their whole entire business. I just have that type of personality, and I think I have that energy that make people just unleash all of their issues and just confess to me everything that's going on with them. So I'm just amazed at how many times, and I have to help them out by when they say negative things, I say something positive in my head. Sometimes I say it in my mouth. You know, I just correct them and say, no, you are beautiful. No, you are. I have to just, you know, cancel out what they're saying and fill it in with something positive. And if you find that you're doing this, you have to acknowledge it. And you have to make an attempt to write down how many times you are saying or mentioning your illness or mentioning your disease or whatever. And then there's a reason why you're doing this. What benefit are you receiving? This is one of the exercises that you have to be brutally honest with yourself. What are you receiving? What benefits are you receiving by telling people these things? What benefits are you receiving by identifying with your illness and disease? And it's something simple, like you can receive compassion. You can receive conversation. Because trust me, when you pull out a big grocery bag full of pharmaceutical bottles, that's a good conversation piece. When you start taking each bottle out of that bag and telling everybody what it's for. This is for my arthritis. This is for my blood pressure. This is for my water retention. You know, next thing you know, you got 12 orange bottles up there on the table. That's a good conversation piece. And for some people, it's good bragging piece because they want to see who can outdo who in pharmaceutical prescriptions. But you have to basically just acknowledge that you have that and realize that all diseases, all illnesses can be cured. But if you are hesitant to cure yourself, you have to ask yourself why. And you have to be honest with yourself and understand what are the benefits that you're receiving by claiming your illness and by accepting it and making it a part of your life. It's almost like rehab in a way where you have to substitute that with something positive. Now, if you have these illnesses or disease, and you have to ask yourself another important question, do I really want to get rid of it? Do I really want to eliminate this from my life? I know that sounds crazy, you know, for thinking people really don't want cancer. They don't really want cancer. They like what cancer brings them. So if you look at the benefits of the cause and effect of cancer, in order to receive the things that cancer brings them, attention, love, affection, you know, compassion, sympathy, you know, if that's the price to pay. It's just like working out. I am a workout fanatic, 6 times a week. Well, I'm in off season, so I've been slacking on purpose. So now I'm in the off season, I'm probably like working out like four times a week. But when I'm preparing for a competition, I eat a strict diet. I exercise religiously 6 times a week, cardio 2 hours a day, 1 hour in the morning, 1 hour in the evening. I hate it. I can't stand it. I don't like doing 2 hours of cardio. I don't want to do all that heavy lifting 6 times a week. But the benefits is, what are the benefits? The benefits are that, you know, I am enjoying being on stage and showing people my hard work, my defined body. I like winning. I like coming in first place. Sometimes second place, depending on who beat me in first place. But I like that. So the benefits of impressing people on stage and the benefits of winning and the benefits of actually having a rock hard body, that is the benefit. Now, of course, I rather have that and just deal with all the stuff to get me there. I don't like that. Nobody really, really enjoys the hard work of lifting and cardio and dieting. But when the body pays off. So it's just like cancer. It's like, just like lifting, cardio, and dieting is the same as cancer. Those are two things people don't like. But the benefits from those two things is what we like. So we put up with it. I put up with the cardio and the dieting and the weightlifting because I like the results that comes with it. I like the attention that comes with having a very well-defined body. And just like cancer, people put up with the cancer because they enjoy the love and affection they receive from family, friends, and even sometimes strangers. We have to substitute those things with positive and reinforce things like that, okay? So I would like you all to just get into your mind. I'm not going to say take this herb, take this, eat that. This is not that type of show today. We're going to work on our mindset. We're going to work on our thinking. And we have to be accountable for the things that we say, for the things that we do, and for the things that we're thinking. And do not play into the victim role. America's kind of pissing me off because we are really creating so many victims now, more than ever. It is a thing to be helpless. It is a thing to be sickly. You know, strong people are becoming rare, and it's almost to the point where if you're strong and if you're healthy, you're ignored, and you have to be a emotionally strong person in yourself to even deal with that, to even be okay with that. And if you are strong, get stronger. Don't get weaker so you can blend in and not make other people feel bad. Forget them. They'll be okay. They have their own stuff to deal with. Improve upon yourself. And those of you who like to be a victim, if that's your way of life and you get benefits from that and you enjoy that, then, hey, do you. Be you. Do your thing. But for those who do not want to be there, start empowering yourself. Start by eliminating negative people out of your life. Start by eliminating negative situations out of your life. Stop being a victim. It's time to be accountable for the things you say, for the things you do, for the things you listen. Do you know what? I have 2 cars. Now, I've had 5 cars in my entire life. And you ready for this? I can't believe that. I'm laughing because you'll see what I'm laughing. I've had 3 new cars and 2 used cars that I purchased. And the first car I purchased, I had it, brand new Honda. After a year of having it, somebody broke in and stole the radio. And I went months without having something to listen to. So I finally got that replaced. And when I got that replaced, that was stolen. And then I totaled the car. And then the same thing happened to a second new car. And let me just say this, to make a long story short, because I'm ready to get to the calls. Every car I have had, I have never had a radio in there or a CD player or tape deck that lasted in the car longer than 6 months. Right now, both of my cars, the fuse is blown. I can't even listen to CDs. So I gave up. I gave in, and I saw what was happening. Do you see the pattern here? My new cars, it was broken into, and nothing was stolen but the radio. The car itself wasn't stolen, which should have been stolen, but they weren't. They stole the radio and the CD player. And now I'm in a safe area, very well, nice area here where my house is. Nobody's breaking into my car, but the freaking radio and the CD player won't work because of the fuse is blown. And every time I replace it, it blows out again. So I gave in. I said, hey, it's not meant for me to listen to anything but my thoughts when I'm in the car. And I gave in. And now I refuse. Even if I get a brand new car next year, I probably will not listen to the radio or the CD player in it or plug in my iPod because it's just not meant for me. Apparently, it's meant for me to listen to my thoughts and to analyze my thinking while I'm driving. And I want you to look at your life and see what similar patterns are happening to you and follow them. Follow them, ladies and gentlemen. Don't see it as bad luck. Look at what's happening and get out of that situation and or give in. Like what I said, it wasn't meant for me to listen to music, and I will listen to some crazy music too. So therefore, I realized that five vehicles I've owned, I don't have any type of thing to listen to, so I just don't listen to nothing but my thoughts. Okay, I see we have some callers here, and I know we only have 8 minutes. Let me see if I can get the callers here. Okay, I'm going to start answering some phone calls, so we don't have that much time, so if you still call in 347 area code 347-884-9480. And we're going to start answering calls now. Caller, you're live on the air on Healing Power Hour Radio. This is Dr. Keela. Who am I speaking with? Hello. Okay, I guess I'm not. Oh, I'm sorry. You know what, guys? I apologize. It looks like my switchboard is not ring. Okay, you guys can stop calling because you know what? My switchboard is not working. See, that's what happens when you haven't done a radio show in 40 days. You forget to deal with the switchboard. Okay, I apologize, everyone. We will have this fixed next week. It's not broken. It's just something I forgot to do prior to starting the broadcast. But anyway, so unfortunately, those who were calling, I can't take your phone calls. Look at all the phone people. I'm sorry, guys. I'm looking at the numbers popping up on the switchboard, and I can't take the phone calls because of the switchboard technical difficulty. Anywho, let's get back to, because we got 5 more minutes before this concludes our episode. I just want people to be mindful and not claim their disease. If you are diagnosed with something, investigate it first, especially if it's the big C. Don't just start hopping on the bandwagon with the chemo and the radiation and all this unnecessary surgery. I would, you know, get a second opinion separate from your HMO, because they share your medical file. So if one doctor says you get cancer, the other one is going to probably say it too, even if you don't have it, so that he can reap the financial benefits of the treatment. I would do it separately, you know. And I would also seek alternative means. Start Googling people who have cured themselves of any and all diseases. If you want to see who have reversed their high blood pressure or cured themselves of high blood pressure, Google it. Google it. If you want to see who has helped themselves with diabetes, Google it. You know what? And I'm gonna let y'all guys know something. I have a huge database full of people who have cured themselves of every disease possible except for pancreatic cancer. Unfortunately, I've had 4 people come to me with pancreatic cancer, and they all passed away because they were brought to me too late. And when I say too late, it's like I think the first three I had to visit in hospice, and they died the next day before we could even get the herbs into their system. And the fourth person, we were able to get the herbs in them that day, but they died the day after. Pancreatic cancer is a fast cancer. And as soon as someone is diagnosed with them, if they're going to go alternative, they need to go to that alternative doctor that day. They need to get the herbs and the nutrition into their system ASAP. That cancer waits on anyone, but it doesn't wait on anyone. And everybody else who has been diagnosed with everything else, they have been cured, you know, coming to me in my own practice. And I think every naturopathic doctor has a database of success stories. So if you are seeing your own personal naturopathic doctor and you want to talk to people or even have a nice gathering of people who have healed themselves of various diseases and illnesses and conditions, then you should do that. Why do we have to have support groups for people who are alcoholics or people who have who've been in dysfunctional families or depression? Why we can't have support groups where we have healed our diseases? Does that sound crazy to you? Because it sounds great to me. We should support each other because we're surrounded by sickness and people who really, we have to support each other to keep staying strong. And everybody has their weak points. Everyone has their weak points. So I think that once we get to the point where we are strong, we will support each other and embrace each other and most of all, empower each other and get together. Because sometimes we need to hear success stories. I love to hear about how other women cured themselves of cervical cancer. And I feel a kinship with them. They're like my family because we've done something that the medical society says is impossible. Which we understand why they say these things, but hey, it's about money with them. But for us, it's about survival and being healthy. And we should be, and people who have cured themselves of high blood pressure, diabetes, jaundice, you know, lupus, arthritis, osteoporosis, you need to embrace those people and say, congratulations, I'm glad you did it without resulting to pharmaceutical drugs that are going to basically cause a lot of side effects. Okay? All right. Last words I would like to say is, because only got like 1 minute left. Last words I like to say is be accountable for everything you do, everything you say. Start thinking empowerment. Start thinking powerful and start thinking about health. Lift up your mind, body, and soul and see it in the best light it can be. This is Dr. Keela. I'm a naturopathic doctor here at Celestial Healing Wellness Center. And if you would like to talk to me personally, I will be in the office in about 30 minutes. The phone number to our wellness center is 770-603-0141. That's 770-603-0141. Also, please check out our website. Our website, I'm so proud of the website. Our website is www.healingpowerhour.com. That's healingpowerhour, HOUR.com. That's one word. And go and check out our beautiful website full of information. I mean, lots of information. You could spend a good 2 hours on our website just looking at the information alone. And next week, I'm going to be back on the air next week so that I can, and those who called, I apologize. I really, really apologize. I will take calls next week. I promise I will have this switchboard thing figured out and straightened out. And next week, we will have a live call-in Q&A, question and answer next week, next Tuesday, okay? All right, ladies and gentlemen, once again, this is Dr. Akilah. Thank you so much for joining me on Healing Power Hour Radio, and I wish upon you peace, blessings, love, and happiness. Take care. Bye-bye.